Obviously, weather up there.
It may not be.
Any good areas?
Yeah, we'll practically limit, I mean, I can do it.
No, it's good.
I thought I'd just try and get a different look at the world. Start to take a different look. My whole view is anyway, not to, not to press on these conferences, you know, and well, frankly, never in the future. I think would be, I think that staff are so thoroughly the idea that I can, you know, snap up clever and, well, quick answers and stuff. I don't have to do it every time.
Right.
What do you think?
I absolutely think that, in the first place, overtraining this. Well, first place, the difference between doing it perfectly and the way you're gonna do it anyway is.
I'll do it reasonably well.
That's right. You have, there's no danger, you know.
I won't, you may not do it, but. You get, our main critics, in this instance, for you, are on the staff. You always evaluate one against the other, and that's their job. But the point is, and I think we're paid all that to realize, but all of a sudden, we can't.
Well, if it's something else,
I don't, can't make decisions. The certain decisions be compulsion, that's right. This is real tough, and this will press hard. That's one thing that never really should be said to me, because I will always go balls out. I always see what I mean.
And if you say that, hosting is
when they do that, it's just irritating, and it's saying the obvious, and they all should know
well,
that.
It implies that you're stupid. It implies that you're stupid. When someone comes in to give you obvious advice, what he's really telling you is that he thinks you're so dumb you don't know.
And he said, gee whiz, I discovered something on the other day. We're losing momentum, or they're gaining, or we aren't working. But the point is, I don't think people should ever press me to do more than I want to do.
Yeah.
Because I have a certain,
I agree.
I think there's a matter of fact, one of the things you have to do is to keep them down. Is that if you run into a situation where I'm back in my brain some all the time, there's not going to be any
room. Really? Well, you're wanting to do more than you should.
Sure.
I think our job is keeping you from doing as much as you want to do, rather than pushing you to do more.
Right. Particularly in the public. That's why in our planning of these forest trips, drives say, the wall, we don't do all the things they want, but I must be at my best when it counts.
Well, and the other things aren't worth that.
Now, my approach is, and I will, in a week, we always sort of treat each press conference and speech, well, was this as good as the last one? Was this picture as good as the last one? Gee, I know this was not quite as good, but this is a little better, and so forth and so on. I'm just thinking, I've got to avoid myself going through that kind of analysis. It doesn't make any difference. Because I will always do as well as I can. I'll put in as much effort as I can. And usually, when familiarity is good, is the last one will depend on factors over which we have no control. The type of question, for example, what's going to come up with that? You just don't know. People will be like, people like Sapphire will say, gee, it's just great to get that humor in. You can't get it in unless they ask a question that requires a humorous answer.
You can't be funny if they ask you why, how many people got killed in Vietnam or something.
Say, well, gee, let it catch you.
Maybe a good week for the press conference on that, too.
So I'm thinking, I'm going to check this one, do it. And all the other events, too, with that.
That's right, because the, I think...
Thank you. Thank you.
Mitchell on here for discussion.
Yeah.
He came in, said he wanted to see me, and gave me very detailed synopsis of his whole situation. But it's, and it's very serious. And he said that the net result is, there is no question in his mind that the only thing he can't do is step down, is step out of his campaign manager. But my point was, it's very serious and not sorry. Come on,
take two or three million voters, and so the question is, have a residence, spend two or three voters. And with regard to the troops, wind down the troops, and then having a saber on hard, well, but we still have 130,000 Americans in other parts of Southeast Asia. And in my view, it's just that that's true. I don't stay there. And our airport, my main portion, they're always.
In fact, this gentleman, combat practice in action today, and noble attorneys within the United States, they have to be careful. Because there's someone in the Navy ship also.
Oh, I didn't say that. That's not true. The Air Force Navy Marines have no draftees in some stations.
There's some, according to that, there's some on the Navy. There's 4,000 draftees.
I didn't know draftees on the Navy ships. But at least they're not, no draftees in that. No ground combat, no draftees serving in Vietnam.
No draftees were sent.
Draftees was in, I don't know, 4,000. Sent, and our air power, Navy are being used for. How many people have heard any portions? Get back to the field, I guess.
Of course, the whole thing is over 48,000 in Thailand to begin with.
Well, look, it's the old story. Everything we sat and talked about this in America. If we went through every damn person in the world, then they start saying, now how about people in other parts? And then you get up people in other parts and they say, how about the aid you're giving to them? And then after that, they say, how about the economic assistance you're giving?
Jane Fonda, I don't think, knows if one of these television actors and asking him that we did. And he had heard Jane Fonda saying that after American soldiers going to Vietnam, let's get to work on those in Thailand, Korea. That's what she said.
The May 8th proposal, I'm going to ask, do they have to pull back above the BNC or will ceasefire in place? That's the question. What do you say? Well, we haven't said anything about pulling back.
I said the proposal speaks for itself.
The proposal speaks for itself. Are we simply say that's a matter of interpretation, a valid ceasefire in the motion? Right. We take a ceasefire in place,
Do they have trouble with you?
It's about time that we've been long for you on this occasion.
Unbelievable.
There's a total withdrawal as well. If you notice, Hungary must be free.
Hungary said it was a splendid time. Splendid time.
Foreign policy was just kind of good, reasonable,
Just total withdrawal in the event of ceasefire return of prisoners to include military advisors. We have to. Otherwise, you get into that Laotian
argument. We got to that dilemma.
Yeah, my point is, total withdrawal, yes,
after 4 months, right?
Yeah, include all military personnel. Obviously, I think we have to, I don't think we can leave that open.
week here. 4 months is, you're at it.
That definitely coming up with something, if a project will grab, it comes with, they've accepted our proposal, but, at the moment, they invite no grab, or invite any one of their agents. We're up there, I think, to have that, or whatever.
Who, the target, he said?
Yes, sir.
Not on.
You used to wonder whether I was correct on grab, and Tony Lewis. I'm never wrong about that, I don't know grab, I've never.
Tony Lewis?
Same.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Nation.
I don't know Tony Lewis, but grab,
they know what the hell they're doing. And, well, let me put this one, they may not know, but Hanoi never has anybody that they aren't sure of, right? Who the hell do they have? But I looked at the rest of this, and I don't cover all these rules. You'll be over here this afternoon, because you've got another question.
I'm here, all I've got is being now of NATO, I'd be above, but if you can get me out of that anytime.
No, but I meant, oh, LaBelle, I think you handle that, and I got a stick on it. Could I suggest something to the committee, Henry, what ought to be set up? Maybe a committee to win the peace, who?
Leo Turner.
Leo Turner's an old friend of mine.
We're gonna use him.
He also does extra things.
That if Colton wants me to get Gibbons out of the country on a diplomatic mission, well, to be with the 20s, I think that's what Colton would do.
No, we can't do that.
We can't do that.
Oh.
I know Gibbons, and I do have a good relationship, but he looked a bit like this. He's got a hell of a lot.
Yeah. Just a second, and then one other.
I think I ought to talk to him. If there's something we want from him, I think I have a lot of things we want.
You're not to vote against him.
And I think, you know,
Team Board's been voted, but no one else is screwed up.
I think I can get it here.
Miss the voter. Throw up or get sick or something.
Yeah, given this is a good house, Kevin.
Crook. They're awesome. You
don't get us to wear that uniform.
Don't get into that. Don't get into that. It's our, some are our crooks, huh?
I was asked what it was like, Kevin.
Oh, I like labor benefits. The committee for peace and freedom or something like that, and he said, that's what you're going to talk about 3 months ago.
But I'm really why you have that guy that is here?
Come over and teach you to talk here. Go ahead.
nutshell, because it really, the situation is serious enough.
She is, basically, her problem is a mental disorder.
It's both mental disorder and
alcoholism.
An enormous consumption of alcohol. She's not an alcoholic, but she gets very, very drunk. And she, in other words, the alcohol comes out of mental disorder. It isn't the cause of it. At least I think that's what John thinks. But he says she just drinks enormous amount, and she becomes violent and irrational, as we know. And she's passed a point of no return. He's afraid she's suicidal. And he's also has enormous respect for her ability to do what she decides to do in terms of screwing things up publicly.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is devoted to you.
Incidentally, is she aware of the Watergate?
No.
All right.
That's part of what caused this problem. Is that she found, John didn't tell her about it that weekend, about the fact that it was out in the papers. And then after he left, she saw it on television or something and read about the papers and thought John had kept something from her, which is exactly what he had done.
Yeah.
And she blew her stack about that.
Right.
And but then she went into a big, that's what caused her tantrum, really. She started drinking, blew up, all that. Put her hand through a window in the hotel and cut her hand all up. They did call a doctor in, and they did throw her down on the bed and stick a needle in her ass because they asked if she was demolishing the cartel. Then they had a couple take her to New York with these friends of his, and he went up and spent this time with her. He said, there's no way I can do this. And I said, what about putting her where you had her before? I played this all because I saw where he was going, so I went the other way.
Absolutely. So he doesn't appear to where you're driving.
He doesn't think that at all. Yeah. Because I played it all on the arguing the other side.
But I needed it.
I'll say it. You need
it. But she's for me, apparently, which is good.
He said that. Yeah. He said, let me emphasize, Martha, the one way we could solve this for now
is
that the president called Martha and said, Martha, I know all the problems and sacrifices, but John is the one indispensable man here, and I've got to have him. But he said, I don't want him to do that. He said, only solve the problem. And there is no way of knowing when the next thing will come up, and it's bound to within a matter of days. Yeah. And he said, it just, so there's no point in trying. He said, she's told me she's going to jump off the balcony at the water game. Well, you know, I can't be sure she won't.
Yeah.
I can put a guard on her, but not forever. She won't stay as a
probably John.
He's all right. All right, yeah. But he's obviously very disturbed.
But he isn't.
Not irrational.
No,
not at all irrational. He's very calm. But he's
okay.
Obviously tired and sort of wrung out, emotional. She's still having big crying tantrums.
Now, what the discussion is, he said
that the only solution to this is this, and Martha said to him, John, we don't need this. You're out front and they blame you for all these things that happened, and I can't take that. They blame you for these breaking into the water gate and all this stuff. And she said, we just don't need it.
Yeah.
And you can be just as much help to the president in consoling and helping on the sidelines.
That's pretty funny.
And she said, if you would just get out of being in front on this thing, then I'll be all right. And that's her whole line. And she also made the big, he said, she's not dumb at all.
No.
John's very matter of fact about all this and very, talked about the problems with her and drinking and falling apart and all this stuff. And he said, she also perceived, she made the point that there's a plus to be gotten out of my quitting right now. It goes along the same lines as it is through Coincer.
Did it for the woman I love.
Saying that's right. And there's a hell of a lot of Martha Mitchell type people who would say it was not a beautiful thing for John to do. By God, he's not the snow shit we thought he was. And he said, you wouldn't believe the mail that's pouring. And flowers and stuff. He said, there were 50 reporters camped at the Westchester Country Club, sneaking around every which way, bribing every bellboy and housemaid. Everything else to try and find out, writing things like you get scrambled eggs for breakfast, by seeking the service and all that sort of stuff. So he said, he's convinced. I said, can't you lock her up? He said, no, she won't do it. She that's where she came up with this political prisoner. I won't be a political prisoner. She said, no, I got away with that last time, but Martha's different than she was 4 years ago. She knows more now. And she's a public figure and knows it. And the press would cover it. He locked her up.
Oh,
so I don't. He made the whole case. I argued against it. I made the point of you needing it, of the big plays. I went through the Rockefeller business and all that. So you just, there's nobody else who can handle it.
But if you know, the market is, I didn't mind it, but it is fortunate that I have to get Carly to mention New Jersey. That's typical of a big play. Who else is going to have a gay or asshole that stole?
Yep.
But Mitchell, see, yep. Can't leave that behind you.
Mitchell can't figure it out now.
Can't?
No, he says the attorney general is the guy that racked him up, and he's, there's the three guys who are closest blood and water were Cahill, the secretary of state, the guy named Gott, and the attorney general. They were the old cronies. And very, very close, and he can't understand what happened. He said what it is, apparently, is the contractor didn't get the job. And something came out in a civil suit where he was trying to get it, and the fact sheet were brought out that thought he had a payoff in there somewhere, and it didn't work.
It was a contribution to the party or something.
Well, it may be a phony scandal. They may have put him in order to clear it. You know, or something. But anyhow, John said, I've got to get out. The sooner the better. I tried to explain to Mark. He said, I had to tell her I'm going to the same way to make sure I keep her alive while we get her. And she said to me, you know, I've said a couple times, well, if we do this, it'll take time. And every time I say it, she interrupts, it's not yet. And she's already to sell the apartment. She's insisting they move to New York.
All right.
And we're moving back on. I said, well, if you did that, would you be able to come down here? She said, oh, well, yes, once I get her up there and get out of the campaign. As a leader.
Probably spend more time.
Then
you like him?
Said, yeah. And he said, you don't realize, nor does the president, how much time I've had to spend keeping Martha on even keel. And he said, that's badly affected my ability to run the campaign up to now. And it'll be worse. So what about that?
You raised the party.
I said, well,
why don't I New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania,
no,
California?
I just said, handling the major moves and all that. He said, I can do that. I can do whatever you want me to do. Once I get out of this thing, but I can't do it as the front man. You can't put up a sign saying, John Mitchell, head of New York. Run it some other way, but let me in fact do it. And I'll tell the players if that's what they do. And that's no problem. I said, well, what are the alternatives? John said, there aren't any alternatives. And there's no point in pursuing. Said, I'm not confronting you with a problem. You've got to make a decision on. I'm telling you what has to happen because there isn't any other way out. So that was perfect. He now feels that I said,
how's the successor?
I said, this is a monumental problem for me as well as for the president. He said, well, don't talk to the president about it today because he's got to be thinking about his president. Maybe he can help you get him online. I said, well, they'll probably ask me, well, you know, who we're talking about. Well, that's about this time that we've reviewed the problem and all, but they will have a recommendation for them on. But I kind of got into as far as you did. It'll be very good to know.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll get the tone of my answer, and I can say, if they get something on this, I'm going to handle it very discreetly anyway. This helps to know what the hell he's going to do here. things. We have two things that this accomplishes, which is, first, it gets rid of Franklin's liability. If John is hard to carry on, it's not his fault. We know what it is. I frankly think it had to remark that he probably wouldn't have let this water get out of hand.
That's quite nice.
And actually, I don't think, I really don't think, I really don't. I think John, it seems to me like one of the lower lights that Johnson, they said, well, we're trying to get information. He said, well, don't tell me anything about it. You know, that's the way you do. Thinking probably they were going to do it the way you always do, planning a person on the other side, which everybody does. But these assholes were going around fucking people, whatever it was. My view on that is that that pretty well kills Watergate. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't tell me that.
It helps. Which is another good thing John raised that. He said, if this thing escalates, I think it would be very good if I'm out of the place. And I would say, well, there's a whole new team over there. I don't know what they're trying
to do. Can we play audio?
If they fired Lee.
Huh?
They fired Lee. The guy that
did
contact. Yeah.
So how, like Brown, he's going to go back?
No.
Why not?
Because he was part of the plan to fire him. He agreed to be fired.
Could you take care of that later?
I'm very quiet.
But Brown didn't get fired, so they're going to say that he had some. In the event it comes out that he did have contact with
him. Yeah. They're not making any fuss about it. Nobody will ask why they fired him unless he becomes identified. Now, the FBI do have a line to him. They have questioned him, and he didn't cooperate. He answered certain questions, and then they got into other areas. And he said that if you're going to get into that kind of area, then I feel I should have an attorney here. The FBI said, well, if you have an attorney, he'll tell you not to answer the questions. But he said, well, then I got to be fine. The advice for you to do it. The FBI won't drop it.
What are they going to do?
And maybe what other people are involved in trying to run the person on
major political issues.
The thing that bothers me about this thing is that it's a time bomb. They don't have to keep it alive. They can let it go under the surface. They can investigate until they get something else and then lock it out whenever they feel like it.
Or what do we do?
I don't think there's anything we can do except try to follow it. Not my knowledge. But I accept full blame for it. I was running the thing at the time, and I should have known what was happening. I'm sorry I didn't.
Admit I didn't know it.
I was diverted by some personal problems, yeah. Which is why I resigned from the program, because I wasn't able to spend the time and attention I needed.
How does the resignation thing? How do you think it goes in terms of timing?
The resignation is going to be a positive story. It's going to hang a totally on Martin.
Okay. I mean, I think you should do it. Call in the press and let them know how it's going.
Hello, Peter.
No, sir.
Go over. They should come over and talk to you first.
And do it. And then he'd say, on my recommendation. So, how about the announcement?
I think he ought to cover that.
My perspective on my recommendation.
He's got to talk to Frank Dale. There are a lot of little things he's got to work out. Dale is, there's no real chairman. Dale has to do these.
Yes.
If they were to say spokesman.
Chairman. Personal tragedy.
Yeah.
Politically, it's the better for us. We have better to get an opportunity in other countries. So I got a positive side of a lot of this beginning, a lot of the campaign, which is deep in the campaign, but it's deep in the campaign. We're not better to push on. I think he's going to spend one of the people over there.
Check.
And I think if Gregor will charge him up,
Gregor will charge him up, and Alec will kick him around. And the combination will be damn good. There will be a change in attitude. People will, it ought to be done right away because McGregor's got a 2-week period of Congress out now, which is the time for things to be sorted out. Archer, there's no chance of Congress getting out tomorrow. Well, they may get out tomorrow night sometime. But there's no real possibility of getting out there before 5 o'clock. And I think you ought to just figure out, might as well set your mind now, not going tomorrow.
Why don't we go Saturday and Saturday, Thursday, Saturday? That gives us some time, but that gives you time not to crowd the schedule so much tomorrow. Put some assholes out there on Saturday morning, you know, where you can, okay, get a plan, 1 o'clock Saturday.
Do they think they will be out by then?
No, I mean, well, they don't, yes, they think they will, because they think what will happen is that the House will walk out at 5 o'clock tomorrow. You kind of, that forces the Senate, that then wipes the Senate out, they can't have it, and then they have to pass the House bill,
which is a simple exception.
We are staying out of that, but that's the inherent of this plan. The Speaker is going on the floor to plead with them to stay in. Plead with members not to leave town. That Aaron's is going to move on the other side without telling anybody. Open, but our guys are going to move just the other way and get everybody away. So they don't want to have a quorum. And once they fail a House quorum, then the Senate has to pass the House.
They have to pass it
or call the Congress back in.
I have to call them back.
No. It is up to you at that point. It's all up to them. But that's the beauty of this situation. What you have to do is stop the government because you have no debt. You have no funding to build it. They aren't going to ride with that. The beauty of it is that they're all playing chicken right at the moment. They're going to go up to the wire on it. But what they think we'll probably get is a 10% Social Security tacked on, which the House will accept.
10 and 10.
Well, the other 10 would go into HR1 and they'd fight that out later.
Immediate 10.
It's not funded, but it's not funded. Well, there'd be a tax increase, but it wouldn't cover the first 6 months. Actually, it won't be 6 months because it'll be effective September 1st, is what they're talking about now. To be perfectly frank, that isn't all bad. It means all Social Security people get an increase in their check the month before the election. And you're still a president.
I will sign when it's not funded.
That you get technically, it'll be funded. It'll call for an increase in taxes. It won't cover this year, this calendar year.
It's about 4 months.
That's a 10%, it's not terribly. That's the other thing is 6 months of 20%.
One brief thing which you were talking about in California, where we were talking about last night. What we've got to do is to get a hold of Congress and get that situation so that she doesn't come to the phone and bitch about people. See, that's really when things come up. You know, about people that are being hired and she doesn't know about and so forth and so on.
That was the real bitch here.
She knew this was being hired. She knew.
She claims
the roommate of hers.
Well, the point is, she's getting more than apparently somebody heard that he's going to play. It's all that bullshit about
her. Yes.
You're right.
She's a 42-year-old woman, vice president of Cabot, what's his name, another real estate operation up there.
Probably.
My point is, it's the money.
What the hell is she bitching about?
She said she did.
Somebody did.
She said it's bad.
Could be.
Not completely.
Pat called Dave Parker about it. She doesn't like the idea of anybody. She went through her whole that standard thing of, you know, I don't want
any
advancement. I can make up my own schedule.
That's bullshit.
I can buy my own tickets.
That's bullshit.
She just said,
you know, that
she is, but she's got that,
the girl
that she just hangs off her bike with. Dog park is down a little bit. Gotta work it out.
I agree.
Because you can't be in a position of getting hit by
this. Getting hit by.
That's,
well, if I get Julie, whenever I've got Julie or Ron. They can sort of mitigate the thing that they're going wrong.
they know that's a bunch of crap. I can't not do this stuff. She doesn't know what people do for her.
What happened here is we debated the input, and Julie embraced it. They need more help. Debated the idea of bringing in a scheduler for the girls. It would be a woman. It would work with women's things and all that. We decided not to do it on the basis, mainly because of that stuff we knew we couldn't sell, and there wasn't any point in trying. So we did. So we brought this gal in on an overall basis, and she's a hell of a good gal. She's working on a whole range of scheduling, coordination with the surrogate, scheduling, all that kind of stuff. Has she ever had time? I don't know. We purposely didn't put her in as their person on a clear basis, though. We put her in as just a staff member, part of the operating staff. That's why I didn't know what you were, you know, I couldn't focus on what you were talking about, because I didn't think we had put up a special scheduler in.
Okay.
Putting it in the results, and then getting such good results that I hate to see anything get in the way of keeping that thing going. They're doing such a superb job.
No, I didn't think I'd
including that, they all are.
Trisha, she's in California, I don't know what she had, but
she did that Mexican thing. She's doing it today, I guess.
Hopefully not all right.
Or tomorrow, the one that you aren't helping.
She did the grip.
She did her grip.
I find it bad on you.
You may have received that chance to override me. So you'll be better.
A great load will be lifted from you.
That's it.
And then he'll come in as an advisor. But some, you know, it's something like Conley.
With a freer mind.
Conley's likely to be better than Madonna.
That one doesn't zero in and hold you on the camera.
Yeah,
cuts back.